This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. Let's go to the phones again. And PJ is with us from Warren, Oregon. Hi there.
Hi.
A fellow Oregonian.
Oh, how nice.
Yay. And you've got two Pacific Northwesters here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Liz is from Washington.
Still have the moss on my back.
Yeah. And you're allergic to the sun, right?
Yes, exactly.
Even though we live here in Southern California. What do you do there in Oregon?
Well, I'm retired.
Ta-da.
Oh, congratulations.
How long have you been retired?
Gosh, almost 4 years.
Oh, what's nice. It like? Because Liz and I aren't going to be there for a while.
Well, you know, if you're really used to structure and having to be somewhere at a certain time, it sure takes a while to get used to.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were used to going into an office then?
Yeah, I was in a healthcare administrator, and I had 12 offices, so I had to be a lot of places.
Oh, my goodness. And are you enjoying your retirement then?
Yeah, I'd say on the whole, yeah.
Well, good for you. And you must have been in a financial position where you could do so. So, bravo.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I picked 2008 as the year to retire. Can you imagine?
Oh, jeez.
Scary.
Yeah.
What did it do to you? What did it do to your finances?
Oh, it just decimated my 401k.
Yeah, but you went ahead and retired anyway?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was a little bit before the huge fall, and I kind of panicked and wasn't as smart with my money as my husband told me to be. So,
did you sell at the bottom?
Well, I when it just looked horrific, I moved everything just to a money market account and let it sit. And of course, by now, it would have really crept back up. So.
Right. Well, I guess all we can say to that is that you were certainly not alone in any way, shape, or form. You know, and it is human nature, as all the studies have shown us, to, you know, buy high and sell low, which is exactly the opposite of what you should do. But water under the bridge at this point for you. So what is the question that we can help you out with, given that you have already retired?
Well, my husband will be retiring, we hope, in about 3 years. We live in a house on a pretty sizable piece of property, and we're exhausted.
Yes. Land takes a lot of effort to keep up with.
Yeah. So we're thinking, you know, shortly after he does retire, we'd like to sell and move into something a little more manageable and smaller. And our question is, should we pay for a house just outright or carry a mortgage in retirement?
So it sounds like essentially what you're saying is you think that you'll be able to sell your home and then you would have a chunk of money where you could potentially buy another home, and you're wanting to know if that's the wise move.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our CPA was incredulous that we even thought of paying for a house. He said, no, don't do that.
Why?
Well, he was telling us you want to put it somewhere safe, like utilities, use what
he was suggesting that you would rent?
No, he's suggesting that we...
Oh, that you get a mortgage.
Mm-hmm, and that we use this magical investment money to pay the mortgage.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well, Liz, so here we have a question of essentially what to do with a potential chunk of money that they will be coming into. Do we want to pay off the house, where that then becomes your sole investment, or do we want to get a mortgage and use the rest of the money for other investments?
Well, it's going to depend on how big a chunk this is, frankly, and how well-suited they are for retirement. For a lot of people, it's really, really nice to be debt-free in retirement. And the advantage of that is, you know, not only do you not have to face that monthly bill, you're also not draining your retirement funds to pay for it.
Right.
So I was expecting the CPA to say, you want to keep a mortgage for the tax benefits, but
right.
That's kind of silly. But what he's saying, that, you know, you may want to have it in investments and be more diversified, actually makes sense. So when, PJ, when you sell your property, that the sum that you expect to get, how will that compare with your other investments? Would it be about the same? Would it be a bigger chunk? Would it be a smaller chunk?
It'd be smaller.
Okay. All right. If it were me, I probably would pay cash for the house.
Yeah, I
don't,
would too.
I don't think there's a huge... I mean, I know that rates are incredibly cheap right now. You can get a 15-year loan for under 3%, which is just crazy. And we may all regret this if we pay off our loans before then, because that's incredibly cheap money. But this is something where, you know, a lot of people sleep better at night without that mortgage. I would take it to a fee-only planner. I would put out in front of him or her and say, okay, what do you recommend? Because a fee-only planner is not going to have a dog in the fight. They're not going to be making any more money if you invest with them or, you know, or not. And I think you can get some objective advice looking at your whole situation about whether you should keep that money invested or if you should invest it in paying off a mortgage.
Yeah, that makes me feel better. We had actually reached that decision on our own, and it's great to hear you say that.
Yeah, well, you know, and to me, you know, basically what your CPA is telling you is that you could do better in the market with your investments than you would in paying for your house. And I don't think anybody knows what the market is going to do. You know, even if you are completely, utterly diversified, you're still taking a lot of risk.
That's the worry for us.
And and you have to think about it. You know, it's something that you then have to think about.
But, But you own the house, and it seems it would be a tremendous feeling of safety.
Yeah. I've also talked to people who just don't have enough saved for retirement, and they're really focused on paying off that mortgage when they really shouldn't be. They should be shoveling as much money into investments as they can. And they have the opposite situation where they have, you know, a very large mortgage and not much savings. Looks like you've got the other way around, so it makes sense for you to be, you know, thinking about having a mortgage-free life. But again, take it to a CFP who's fee-only, who can look at your whole situation and give you individual advice, because this is a big decision. This is a decision that will affect the rest of your retirement. Get a second opinion for somebody who can look at your individual situation.
Super. Will do.
Does that help you out?
Thank you.
So, PJ, are you going to stay in Oregon?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say this as a native Oregonian, but the dismal gray has finally gotten to us.
We understand.
We do. There is a reason Liz and I now live in Southern California.
Yes.
So you can join us down here. There you go.
Thanks,
All right. Thanks so much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Well, as we've mentioned, Liz's new book is called There Are No Dumb Questions About Money, and that's why we are taking your questions, because they're all really smart, and we will be taking more of them when we come back on Marketplace Money from APM.